I'm Lewis Weston, and this is Very British. This week, I've been waking up at 6:30 and tuning in to the brand new Radio 1 breakfast show. I'm going to be getting you up to speed on what happened during the first week of the new breakfast show. But before that, here is a little bit about Greg James and his radio journey. Greg started his radio career in student radio at his university, and he started at Radio 1 the day after he graduated, becoming host of the early breakfast show between 2007 and 2009. In 2009 to 2012, he moved to the afternoon slot, and from 2012 to earlier in 2018, he became host of the Drive Time show, and in 2015 till 2018 he hosted the official chart, and of course just this week he began hosting the Radio 1 breakfast show and is the breakfast show's 16th radio presenter. Before we get to what happened on the first week of the new breakfast show, I want to talk about what the show feels like is trying to do for me as a listener. So when Nick Grimshaw, the previous presenter, took over, that was sort of to bring down the average listening age of Radio 1, which was at the time 30 years old, which was too high according to the Radio 1 bosses. So he brought in celebrities and played more current music to bring that down. And he did that, but at the same time, he dropped listeners as well. The radio station as well had a fall in listeners around that time. So Greg has sort of been brought in to boost up that listenership, as well as continue sort of the age range that Radio 1 is sort of aimed at and looking for. So really, it's about the listeners and trying to get them more involved, which we have seen this week. So I think we should get into what happened. Greg opened the new breakfast show on Monday the 20th of August with a tribute to radio, saying, "I love radio more than anything else in the world. It is the best thing." He went on to thank listeners old and new. "This show is all about you," he said. And he's right. This show is for the listeners and gets the listeners involved with the 10-minute takeover every morning at 9, where we get to pick 3 songs. And the first song, which was Avicii with Levels, was picked by a listener. The first guest on the new show was a 10-year-old called Wallace. But he was a lion, and he lives in Blackpool Zoo, and he roared after being fed some food to wake him up. Coldplay recorded a song for Greg, and he played it on the show, and it reduced people to tears in the studio. It's really beautiful, and I would definitely recommend you check it out after this episode. The first week also saw the introduction of a new segment called Game of Phones, which sees listeners trying to guess a missing digit from a celebrity's phone number. If they get it right, then they can speak to that celebrity. This week, Calvin Harris was the celebrity, and he ended up talking about a squirrel that nicked his watermelon for about 10 minutes, and it was absolutely brilliant. To end the first episode, they booked the Red Arrows, but unfortunately, the planes were being serviced. So the Red Arrow pilots were at the bottom of the BBC building and rode around with on bikes with smoke. And it sounded fantastic. During an edition of Greg's Yesterday's Quiz game, which features questions about the news from the day before, a listener called Julia was so flustered that she thought the Earth had four moons. Following the news that one of the Brecon beacons in Wales had been downgraded to a hill, Greg sent a local Radio 1 listener up to the top of the mountain, which is pronounced Vanny Big. Obviously, that does sound like something else, which Greg constantly referred to it as. If you're in the UK, you probably get that. Anyway, the listener went up Vanny Big with a Radio 1 flag and pole that measured the height that it needed to be, or thereabouts. We don't know whether actual surveyors will class it and it'll be reclassified as a mountain, but at least we tried. On Thursday, it was GCSE results day, and Chloe Grace Moretz was there to help a listener go to Thorpe Park. Her mother was very resistant, but eventually she persuaded her to go to Thorpe Park, provided that the daughter did many chores and played her, and she was allowed to play her own music. As you might have guessed from listening to this, I love this show. I wake up to it every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday morning, and it's just so much fun. I've loved Greg from when he was on Drive Time, and I've listened to him for years, and to have him in the morning to wake up to, it's terrific. So if you want to listen to this show, then you can listen to BBC Radio 1 here in the UK from 6:30 a.m. till 10 a.m. every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Or you can download the BBC Radio iPlayer app and listen to it at any time within 30 days of the episode. As well as your international, you can either check the times or you can just listen the day after in the morning. And that is it for this episode. If you enjoyed, please let a friend know about this show. Word of mouth and is a great way to spread awareness. Also, if you could rate us on iTunes, that'd be terrific. And you can email verybritishpodcast@gmail.com for suggestions or to be on the show and even get a shout out. I'll be back next week with another episode and some important news. See you then. Cheerio.